Voters in Texas aren't usually shy about giving their opinions. So after the 2016 election, photojournalist Katie Hayes-Luke set out to learn what motivated them to go to the polls. She did a series of interviews and asked people to write a message to President Trump about the issues closest to their hearts. Their comments were collected in a photo essay called Postcards from America. We're going to hear now from some of these voters and what they wrote to President Trump. And just a warning, there is offensive language in this story.
My name is Michael Benavides. I'm 51 years old. I live in Brownsville, Texas. Growing up, my family was Mormon. Mormon is synonymous with the Republican Party. That is kind of, you know, what kind of fed into me and making me who I am. Because the Mormon Church is about faith, about loyalty, about passion, dedication, service, and just good. Dear Donald Trump, I'm a part of a group called Team Brownsville. We take breakfast and dinner and necessary supplies every day to the good folks waiting in Mexico for their turn to begin the asylum process. I've been counting the number of asylum seekers I've met. My number is about 6,000. 100% of them are wonderful, beautiful people. Not one drug dealer, murderer, or rapist in the group. I've yet to meet a single asylum seeker that resembles anything less than a decent, God-loving person. They pray before they eat. They thank us endlessly for our support. Donald, if you spent one morning and evening with these folks, you would realize that there is no need for a wall. Thank you. Michael Benavides.
To President Donald J. Trump, I want to thank you for bringing the name of the Lord to the forefront of this country again. My name is Monica A. Castro. I deal with chronic pain, so I don't really work anymore, but I do volunteer a lot at my church. And I was blessed, I feel, by having my mom put me in a Christian school. You know, when people say I'm a Christian, that relationship with the Lord should bleed into every part of your life, every part of your decision, everything. That's how I try to live. Mr. President, we are not Anglo-Americans or Mexican-Americans or African-Americans. We are Americans, period. I was born and raised in Brownsville, Texas, and then I moved to McAllen, Texas. Both are border towns. My heart grows weary of all the illegals crossing for nefarious reasons. We have a vetting process for a reason. What about the people that are trying to become citizens the right way? Most people get upset if someone cuts in line at the checkout counter, and yet they think nothing of people being cheated out of their chance to become citizens. Thank you, Mr. President, for seeing the real problems of this nation. A citizen under your authority, Monica A. Castro.
My name is Robin Sandoval. I'm 45 years old and I live in Austin, Texas. I have three children and I was sitting on my couch in the safety of my home in Austin and I watched the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. And I saw a mother on the news hand her small children to strangers getting on a bus to Houston. And she said, please take them. I'll try to find you in a few days. She was desperate. And I turned to my husband and I said, what do I have to do that's never me? That no matter what happens, our family can stay together and we can protect our kids in our home. Dear Mr. President, as a mother of three, I realized that first responders would be minutes or hours away when seconds counted, and the responsibility to keep my children safe fell solely upon me. Now, I serve as the executive director of A Girl and a Gun and oversee training programs at more than 190 gun ranges nationwide. Please stand firm against those in government who want to restrict our God-given constitutionally protected rights to self-defense. Lawmakers are trying to create more criminals by forcing moms like me to give up our property and our rights. This is not acceptable. Respectfully, Robin Sandoval.
My name is Dwight Bolin. I'm 57, and I live in a place called Iola, Texas. Couldn't renew my Coast Guard license because of this whole COVID thing. So now I'm getting out on the side of the road and selling things from the house. One man's junk is another man's treasure. You know, and that's what I gotta do. Dear President Trump, you've taken that old saying, to whom much is given, much is expected, and shown a thankless nation what a real man is supposed to do. Please, Mr. President, always keep that positive attitude, and you will go down in history as the greatest man to create effectual change for all mankind. Thankfully, yours, Dwight Bowen.
My name is Victoria Lynn Weber. I am 51 years old, and I am a labor and delivery RN at a border town hospital. 200 plus beds of our 322 bed hospital were COVID related patients. And there were a large number of COVID related, trips to the morgue. Donald J. Trump, my border town hospital is full. More than half is COVID-19 patients, including 8 babies on ventilators. You just had to turn a major pandemic into a political circus. And now I say to you, American blood is on your hands. Signed, Victoria Lynn, RN.
The voices of voters from Texas reading their messages to President Trump. They were part of a project called Postcards from America by photojournalist Katie Hayes Luke. You can read more about it at npr.org.